And now, Gangbusters! Gangbusters, presented in cooperation with police and federal law enforcement departments throughout the United States. The only national program that brings you authentic police case histories.
Louis J. Valentine, former commissioner of the largest police force in the world, takes over for Gangbusters to interview by proxy Sheriff T.L. Head of Tunica County, Mississippi. Commissioner Valentine.
Commissioner Head, the notorious criminal, Valansky, has been front page news within the past 3 weeks, and we're all very anxious to hear the inside facts.
Well, Commissioner Valentine, in the spring of 1940, Stanley Valansky and his partner, James K. Tillotson, were two of the trickiest gunmen at large. Using the names of Robert Hack and James Stewart, they stopped at a fashionable inn at Laconia, New Hampshire, and posed as sons of very wealthy families.
How about it? Another demi-task, Valansky?
Will you cut out that Valansky stuff? Registered here as Hack and Stewart. Somebody will hear you.
Okay, okay. Oh, but what a hotel. A dining terrace overlooking a mountain lake. Yes, sir. Home was never like this back at the penitentiary.
Oh, stop the gagging.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. There's something in the newspaper that might interest you.
Let's see. Wells Beach, Maine. Local store robbed by two masked gunmen. Now, I wonder who they could be. You know, you'd think those guys would learn that crime don't pay.
Yeah. Wouldn't you, though? Oh, come on. Come on, let's go.
We ain't had no dessert yet.
I said, come on. Okay, here. Lean against the rail like this, kind of casual like.
What for?
Did you see those two girls just finishing dinner across the pavilion?
I'll say, a couple of dolls.
Well, one of them is Martha Sanford, an old New England family.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I checked on her this afternoon. She and her girlfriend are going to be our first bit of camouflage.
Oh, boy. Imagine being camouflaged with them. Camouflage me all over, brother.
Oh, shut up. Just take along with whatever I say.
I think it's just horrid your mother and dad want to drag you off to Bar Harbor. Yes, I wish I could stay on here with you, Martha.
Anyway, it won't be for another 2 weeks.
I beg your pardon, but aren't you Martha Sanford?
Why, yes.
I guess you don't remember me. So many fellas were giving you the rush at Dartmouth last winter.
Oh, were you at Dartmouth that week?
Yeah. I guess I didn't make much of an impression, though. My name is Hack, Bobby Hack.
Bobby Hack. Were you in the ski jumping contest?
No, I was just a spectator, but, well, Jimmy here, he tried to break his neck in the ski jump.
Me?
Oh, I'm sorry. Miss Sanford, this is Jimmy Stewart.
How do you do? And this is Julie Harris.
Oh,
how
hi.
Do you do?
Hello, Miss Harris. Well, you girls seem to be going somewhere. It was nice meeting you again, though, and perhaps we'll see you now that we're all here at the resort together.
I don't see why not.
Well, that'll be fine. Well, goodbye, Miss Sanford. Been a pleasure, Miss Harris.
Yeah, me too.
Goodbye.
Well, goodbye.
Look, for Pete's sake, will you cut out that me too stuff?
Valansky, what did you let him get away for? We could have dated him easy.
There's no rush. No rush at all. We won't pull another job until next week. Then we'll use them proper.
Attention, squad room. Report from Cambridge, Massachusetts on warehouse robbery. Two gunmen believed heading this direction in black Buick, Massachusetts license. Heavily armed and dangerous. All police be on alert for this car.
Come on, let's get in the car, will you? Those girls don't come, we'll go without them.
Yeah, okay, go ahead. Get in. Society dames never are on time anyhow, Tillotson.
Should I go into the hotel and tell them to shake a leg?
Look, you don't tell society dames like them to shake a leg.
Oh, you don't, huh? Okay. But I'm still sick of waiting.
Oh, here they come now.
Hello, have we kept you waiting long?
Well, if 1 hour ain't long... Yeah.
Oh, don't pay any attention to Jimmy, girls. I'm trying to cure him of the habit of saying ain't, but He says some of the Harvard boys say it. So...
Oh, really?
Hop in, girls. Jim, get in the back seat with Jody.
Okay, you're the boss.
He does have a grouch. Indigestion.
You'll get over it, Martha.
Well, girls, where'll it be?
It really doesn't matter.
Now, look what's coming. Scram.
Cop.
What did you say?
Get going with it. A flatfoot's coming over to the car.
What's the matter with you boys?
Oh, pardon me. Is this your car, young man?
Why, yes, officer.
Hmm. Black Buick, eh?
What's wrong with that, officer?
It may be nothing, miss. We're looking for a car of this type in connection with a holdup over in Massachusetts.
What a very idea. Are you accusing us?
I'm not accusing anybody. Just checking.
Oh, never mind, surely. The officer has to do his duty.
Hmm. New Hampshire plates. The bandit car had a Massachusetts license.
Well, there's your answer, officer. Okay, pal, let's go.
Just a moment. You're probably okay, but let's see your driver's license and car registration.
Oh, I certainly, officer. Oh, I'm sorry, I don't seem to have him with me.
Now, see here, this is ridiculous. I'm Martha Sanford, officer, and if you want proof of who I am...
I'm not worried about you, young woman. But your escorts here will have to identify themselves. I'll stand on the running board. You better drive to the police station.
No, you don't. Copper! Yeah. Step on it, pal.
What are you doing?
Sit low in your seats.
On fire!
Bobby, stop this car!
Shut up! That cop's running back to his car. He's coming after us.
Oh, please stop. We'll all be killed.
Shut up, I'll crown you.
You must be banned.
Look out, pal.
Don't hit that tree! No!
Polanski.
Yeah?
You okay?
Yeah. I just had my wind knocked out. Here, help me out of here.
My back.
Come on. Get me out of here.
Yeah. There we are.
Okay.
My back. Oh, I'm dying.
Come on, Polanski. We got a blow.
Yeah, you said it. Ah, she died.
I'm Barton of the FBI, Lieutenant Raven. They told me at the station I'd find you here at the hospital.
I'm glad you got here, Mr. Barton.
Any idea yet who the gunmen were?
Yes. Fingerprints on the wrecked Buick indicate the driver was Stanley Belansky.
Belansky, huh? And the whole country's looking for him. How are the girls?
Well, Miss Harris will recover. The doctors say Miss Sanford is dying.
Oh, that's terrible.
Her back was broken. She's right here in the emergency room. This way. Don't leave, nurse. We may need you as a witness.
Good Lord, how young and pretty she is.
Now, Miss Sanford, can you see this picture I have in my hand?
Is that Belansky's picture, Lieutenant?
Yes.
It's not clear. Please.
I'll hold it closer.
Yes, Bobby Hack. He said...
You're positive, Miss Sanford?
Yes, I know.
I'm afraid there's nothing more we can do here, Lieutenant. She identified the picture just in time.
Warning. Gunmen believed to be Belansky and Tillotson have just pulled new holdup. Watch greater Boston area. Belansky headed that way, armed and dangerous.
Attention. North Walpole Sporting Goods Store robbed of 40 rifles, 30 revolvers, large quantities of ammunition.
Special notice, new kidnapping and robbery, beneath work of Belansky and Tillotson.
Three Oaks Inn on the rocks of Gloucester. You know, Tillotson, this is one of the swellest views on the whole North Shore.
Look, let's skip the scenery, Belansky. It's after midnight. Let's get to work. You know, New England ain't healthy for us no more. I want to get this job over with and head south like we planned.
Okay. Just think of it, though, pal. This hotel's full of people.
Come on, will you? Come on?
Okay. Sounded like the manager's bedroom's that window up there on the second floor. Yeah, we can climb up this trellis.
Okay, I'll go first. Just like Romeo climbing up the trellis.
Watch it.
Yeah. Is it?
Get up.
There it is. There's the telephone trunk wire. Got it.
Right.
Okay. All right. Going in through that open window.
Okay.
Watch it.
All right, come on. Flash your light.
Hey, this ain't no manager's bedroom. It's a woman's.
Yeah.
What is it, Joe?
Now make no noise, lady.
You make another sound and we'll choke you right out of this world. Now, who are you? Are you a guest here?
I'm the cook. But no good will it do you.
Take us to the manager's room.
You let me be.
Why, you fat cow, I'll break your neck.
This is Leary. Is anything wrong in there? This is Leary.
Who's that?
Quiet.
It's burglars, Mr. Brown.
Wrap that gun around her head.
What is this? What's going on?
Get your hands up.
Why?
Get your hands up. You're Brown, the manager, ain't you?
Yes.
Now, get this straight. You've got a lot of wealthy guests here. We're going to go around to each room. You're going to knock on the door and wake them up. We're going to rob every one of them.
No, I won't.
They'll do what we say, mister.
And after we rob all the guests, then you'll open the hotel safe. We're doing a complete job.
Yeah. Spring house cleaning.
And don't try any funny work. The telephone wire's cut. We're way off on these isolated rocks, and if necessary, we can kill everyone here.
Boy, this'll go down in history. Robbing a whole hotel at one time.
Yes, Commissioner Valentine. For over 2 hours, Bielanski and Tillotson held everyone in that hotel at gunpoint.
And that, Sheriff Head, was one of the most daring robberies in years. Now, Sheriff Head, Bielanski and his partner, Tillotson, after robbing an entire hotel, headed south.
Yes, Commissioner Valentine. And they pulled so many big robberies in the south, our time doesn't permit us to enumerate them. But the gunmen continued to follow out their plan of camouflaging themselves by going around with only the leading families and the finest girls. In fact, one such young lady went driving with them just outside of Biloxi, Mississippi.
It's awfully sweet of you young men to drive their way out to my uncle's like this. I do hate riding on buses.
Well, Isabella, it's easy to be sweet to a girl like you.
Yeah, besides, you're good camouflage.
Camouflage?
Oh, he means you're so pretty, you dress up the cars.
Oh, you know, I never thought I'd like northern boys, but I feel like I've known you two all my life. Oh, here's my uncle's house. Turn in his driveway.
Okay.
I know Uncle's going to be glad to see you.
To see us?
Uh-huh.
Why, does he know we're coming?
Why, sure. I telephoned him and told him I was bringing out the nicest young man.
Hey, is that your uncle's car in front of the house?
Why, yes.
Hey, wait a minute, Isabel. Just who is your uncle?
Well, I told
him... Never mind his name. It's a police car there. There's a star on it.
What got you boys so upset? Just because my uncle's a sheriff?
It's a trap, pal. He brought us here on purpose.
Now, why should I do such a thing as that?
Because you probably read the account of the holdup at the Wiggins Bank.
Bielanski. A guy's coming out of the house.
Yeah, I see him.
Well, that's my uncle.
Yank the dame back in the car. We'll hold her as a hostage.
Come here, you.
No, you don't.
We call her dad. Yeah, the heck with it. Go ahead, step on it. Hey, that guy's shooting at us.
Keep low.
Oh, if I could only get my hands on that dame now, I'd kill her.
What a rotten trick she pulled on us. I'm telling you, Bielanski, it's getting so you can't trust nobody. Nobody.
Come in.
Hello, Captain James.
Well, Barton, what brings you down to Biloxi?
Those two bank robbers whose description you broadcast yesterday. The ones who robbed the Wiggins Bank. I flew down as soon as I read about them.
Flew down? The FBI must want them mighty bad.
They sound like the men we've been chasing all over New England. Bielanski and Tillotson.
I'm sorry, but we haven't even got a clue on them, Barton.
Well, Captain James, I've been studying their method of operation for weeks.
And I've got an idea of how we might get on their trail.
Yeah? How?
Well, those gunmen never hide out in the usual places. They appear in public with respectable girls and pose as young men of wealth.
By Godfrey, that's how Sheriff Howard's niece almost caught him.
Now, it's only a hunch, Captain James. But I have an idea. If we canvass the restaurants and entertainment spots, we may find Belansky and Tillotson spending some of their money right under our noses.
This cafe we're coming to isn't exactly the highest class spot, Barton, but it's very popular.
Well, we might as well try it, Captain James. We haven't had any luck yet. We can give the place the once-over from the vestibule here.
Quite a crowd.
Oh, no sign of... Hey, James.
Here?
That table in the far corner, near the exit sign.
Is that Belansky?
Yeah. Girl at the table with him and that other chap. That's Tillotson.
What a break. There's so many people in there that are jammed in like sardines.
Mm-hmm. How are we going to get to that table without being spotted?
Both Tillotson and Belansky are bound to have guns. If they ever start shooting in that crowd, it'll be a wholesale massacre.
Yeah. Wait, I've got an idea. Here's a couple of waiter's aprons.
Yeah. Say, that might do the trick.
I have the string back of it.
Right. You think we ought to carry a tray or something?
No, we'll need our hands for action.
I'm ready.
Now remember, James, we've got to grab those rats before they can pull their guns. If they do spot us, jump for the table.
Yeah.
Knock the table over and pull the tablecloth over their heads.
Right.
Okay. Come on. Not too fast, James. Not too fast.
Yeah. Girl's looking this way.
Yeah, I see her. Keep walking. Just a few more steps.
He sees us.
Come on, dive for him fast.
Right.
Got him. Oh, they got him. Drop that glass. Keep your eyes. Put the cuffs on him, Chance. I got this one.
Okay, you bet. I'm sure.
Okay, Belansky, start walking. You and Tillotson are all washed up.
Well, Commissioner Valentine, Belansky and Tillotson were sentenced to life in prison in the Mississippi Penitentiary for robbing the Wiggins Bank. But just 22 days ago, on October 5th, at 8 o'clock Friday morning, four prisoners were loaded into the truck cage at the penitentiary to be taken to the prison farm. One of those prisoners was Belansky. The prison truck was driving along the road.
Now listen, you guys.
Yeah.
I think we're safe because they got us in this iron cage in the back of the truck here. Well, we had a .38 smuggled into the prison. Kennedy's up next to the driver. They think he's a trustee. But he's got that gun. And he's going to poke it in the driver's ribs. Then things are going to happen and happen fast. You ready? Okay, Kennedy.
Stop his truck or I'll blow your head off.
Come on, Kennedy. Open this cage quick.
Come on.
Okay, come on. Throw that driver in there.
Come on.
That does it. Now, hold on, guys. We're going places. Come on, Kennedy. Get the straight road. Hurry up.
Emergency. To all state police and sheriffs, Stanley Belansky and four other convicts escaping in prison truck along Highway 7. These convicts all armed and will kill. Black all roads. Black all roads. Attention, all police. Attention, all police. Belansky and convicts who abandoned prison truck and kidnapped women and children have released victims and are now fleeing in black Buick sedan along road to Tunica. Be ready to shoot it out with fleeing convicts headed by Belansky.
Kennedy, look. There's lights and road up ahead. Must be cops.
We can run them down, Belansky.
You guys lie down on the floor of the car. Get down.
Yeah, you're going to shoot it out with them?
No cop's ever going to take me again, I'll tell you that.
All right, then. Here we go.
Come on, sir. Come on. Hey, they didn't get us.
Just ahead, this road left. Leads into the swamp.
Take it. Every cop in the south is after us. I'll kill them. I'll kill them if they ever get anywhere near me.
Hold on now. I'm going to take that turn.
And look out the tree.
I can't. Hold on.
I can't.
Get out of the car, man.
cops are all ready to come down the road.
All right. Come on, fellas. Take to the swamp. It's our only chance.
Come on.
Come on.
This way.
Right on.
Come on, man. Keep going.
Sure don't know how you ever found this deserted house, Polanski. You're mighty good.
Yeah, this fool was around looking for us in the swamp. But you and me was having ourselves a good night's sleep in this house here.
Sun will be up in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are we going to get out of these parts?
Don't you worry about that. I got more tricks up my sleeve than these hicks down here have dreamed of.
I think we ought to get going now.
Hey, Polanski.
What's the matter?
There's a whole army surrounding the house.
What?
Men, dogs, guns.
Why, the dirty rats.
Yeah. Look.
All right. All right, I give up. I give up, Coppers. I'm through.
And this time, Polanski, you're through for good.
Yes, Commissioner Valentine. Just 3 weeks ago today, Polanski was caught in that deserted house. And tonight, he's once again in Mississippi State Penitentiary for life.
This has been a very, very interesting case, Sheriff Head. Polanski could have been a real success in life. But instead, he has nothing to look forward to except prison bars.
From across the Atlantic, from across the Pacific, our fathers, sons, and brothers are returning to a new America. A crime wave has followed every war, and we must not allow lawbreakers to tear down here at home the very ideals that our men have fought to preserve. Gangbusters is a Phillips H. Lord production.